KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your new news.
We've got 83 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Wednesday afternoon to you. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft, live in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It's our top local stories this hour. Number one, California makes its choice for governor, and it's not over yet. Coming up, a full breakdown on who's leading the hopefuls. More details on an Amber Alert for a five-year-old girl kidnapped out of Carson City.
There was some level of resistance to turning the child back in, which did heighten our concerns.
Directly ahead, how the Carson City Sheriff says they tracked the suspect who took the little girl down, and someone hides inside a Sparks home's bathroom and texts 911. On the way, what police found when they got on scene. Again, I'm Greg Neft, live in the Keystone CPA studios with your local news watch. And with more, here's Jerry. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hello, and Greg, good to talk to you on this Wednesday, June 3. David Flippo, candidate for the 2nd Congressional District race, will be with us at 12:45, scheduled to be with us at 12:45 p.m. More pathetically low voting numbers. We'll get those to you. Douglas County is looking at school consolidation because of budget shortfalls. Bears and mussels in our Tahoe news today. Our listener poll from the Keystone CPA News Studios. Do you put more stock in a Trump-endorsed candidate or Governor Lombardo? Currently, Trump, 53, almost 54%. Lombardo, 31%. And neither, 15 and a little bit percent. You can vote at 921. I did that again today. I don't know why. Let's try 923fmtalk.com and also 99.1 FM Talk. And that is where you can vote. And you can only vote once, but you can vote at each of those sites. Feel free to do so. Some listener comments. How much data centers pay this guy? I don't know if he might be referring to Bosma yesterday. I'm not sure. But he says, if we have microchips, why do we need a 1 million square foot warehouse for this? That's Ben who sent that in. And Jeff from Reno kind of repeated what Dan said the previous day, which is, how dumb do you have to be to brag about an Amaday endorsement in your radio ad? And that's referring to Jim Settlemyer, of course. All those stories and more. And again, David Flippo joining us at 12:45 p.m. today on the new news. It is 12:10.
And it's our top local story. We are learning more about an Amber Alert for a kidnapped five-year-old girl out of Carson City from over the weekend. Amaya Medhoff was reportedly taken from her home early Saturday morning.
We were able to set up indirect communications with the suspect, who did admit that he did have the child. Unfortunately, there was some level of resistance to turning the child back in.
Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong says they were tracked to Palmdale in Southern California.
An opportune period arose when the child and a innocent bystander, if you will, were segregated away from the suspect. And so the child and the adult female were addressed separately.
The suspect, Christopher Medhoff, was taken into custody soon after. He did not put up a fight. FM News Talk Election Center 2026. The votes in California's race for governor are still being counted this hour. But right now, Republican candidate Steve Hilton is in front. And this morning, he appeared to begin to pivot to a general election campaign stance.
It's an indication that when I'm elected governor, we are going to be frugal and careful with public money so we can cut the bloat in our government and reduce everybody's taxes.
In second, Democrat Javier Becerra, who took an opportunity to take a swing at Donald Trump last night.
Donald Trump is doubling down on decline and counting on people being too fearful, distracted, or gullible to fight back. Well, he didn't count on us.
And if all this holds, Hilton will face off against Becerra in the November general election. Billionaire Tom Steyer spent $200 million. In third place, though, he says he wants every vote counted before he concedes.
California's the richest state in the richest country in the history of the world. It's unacceptable that right now so many Californians struggle to make ends meet.
Meantime, one Placer County congressman whose district was redrawn in Prop 50 still leading in his race, despite no longer being a Republican.
Certain politicians think they can move lines around on a map and choose your representative for you. But they forgot one thing. We still get to vote. We still have a democracy, and we will not let self-serving politicians of either party take away our representation.
And that is independent Kevin Kiley. He still represents parts of Placer County, but his district was moved closer to Sacramento. He was leading his race as of this morning. In other news, an attack inside a home in Sparks leads the victim to lock themselves in a bathroom and text 911. They were not safe. The suspect now under arrest. This happened Tuesday morning around 6:15 off Amber Leaf Court near Vista Boulevard in Whitwood. Police rushed to the scene and found a victim with injuries. The suspect still inside the home, possibly armed. Troy Miller was taken into custody later on. The victim was taken to the hospital with severe injuries. A months-long investigation into an Ely man thought to be dealing drugs goes down with an arrest. A search warrant revealing Joseph Grapes had more than 194 grams of what appears to be meth and just under a gram of cocaine inside his home. He also had drug paraphernalia and other items. Grapes faces multiple charges. A deadly crash in West Wendover takes the life of a Salt Lake area man. This happened on Monday morning in West Wendover. Nevada Highway Patrol says Alan Sulutka lost control of his car on I-80 after it started to spin. The vehicle flipped over, killing the 52-year-old. Investigators say he was not wearing his seatbelt. I'm Greg Neft inside the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. It is 12:12, and now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, my reaction to Kevin Kiley is, yes, we get to, but we don't. When it comes to voting, compared to 2022, the last midterm presidential year, there is less enthusiasm. This time around, early voting in-person numbers starting to track below 2022 numbers by about 6,000 voters, but mail-in ballots continue at the pace of 4 years ago. In 2022, turnout was 470,000 voters in Nevada. That's less than 26% of registered voters. In other words, just rounded down or up, 75% of registered voters did not vote in 2022, and we're trending below that now. Pathetic. If trends continue, by the end of today, we could be close to half of everyone who will vote has voted. Numbers as of this morning, and that's rounded down to the nearest 1,000 total vote, 198,000 by mail, 138,000 in person, 60,000. Washoe County in particular, 41,000. By mail, 30,000. In person, 11,000. GOP, 80,000. Dem, 80,000. And neck and neck, GOP was just a little bit of ahead yesterday. By mail, 47,000 for the Republican Party, and by mail for Democrats, 58,000. And in person, 33,000 for Republican, 22,000 for Democrat. I'm kind of curious as to what the turnout in California is or was, and we'll get those numbers, I'm sure, sometime soon. The issue of school consolidation continues in Douglas County after selecting Menlee to absorb other students. Jacks Valley Elementary is in the conversation. Students may be going to Pinyon Hills Elementary if the school district sees the potential value of a land sale around Jacks Valley to help erase a budget deficit of around $5 million. FM News Talk time is 12:15 with a look at your noon news traffic. Phil is coming up.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We have an injury collision on the Geiger Grade, State Route 341. It's at Kivett Lane. There is a lane closure in that area, and that is slowing traffic down in both directions. If you're coming down from Virginia City, try going south to Carson City and around. You will save yourself some time. Also, if you're headed to California, just across the Nevada-California state line, there's a disabled vehicle blocking a whole lane in that area. A little warmer today. It's 80 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 82 in Wellington, 69 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here is a look at your weather.
Not much change from day to day into the weekend. The weekend sees a dry front move through, a little bit of wind. Temperatures into the mid to upper 70s by Monday after wrapping up the week around 90. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Coming at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
My name is Kimberly Mull. I was choked and raped in my Reno home, and DA Chris Hicks did nothing. I did everything right. I fought back, pulled a gun, took the rape kit exam, and was ready to testify. Yet Hicks refused to prosecute. Hell, he never even tested my rape kit. 9 years with no justice. Wes Duncan is the change we need. As Assistant Attorney General, he helped clear the state's rape kit backlog, including mine. It's time for a DA who puts victims first. Vote Wes Duncan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
President Trump needs reinforcements in Congress. That's why Trump endorsed America First Patriot David Flippo. Trump says David knows the wisdom and courage required to defend our country. 24 years in the Air Force, more than 1,000 airmen under his command, 3 operational bases established in combat, leading airmen on some of the military's toughest missions. Now, David's ready to serve again. Mission ready, battle tested. In Congress, David will fight hard to grow our economy, cut taxes, and protect no tax on tips. Trump said it best. David will be great for you, for the state, and for our country. Trump endorsed David Flippo for Congress.
My complete and total endorsement.
Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Club for Growth Action. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ClubforGrowthAction.org.
Nevada relies too heavily on California fuel. I'm George Forbush, and I'm running for Congress District 2. It's time Nevada takes control of our energy future. We already have a pipeline bringing fuel from Utah to southern Nevada. Let's expand it north and secure reliable, affordable fuel for our state.
The plan exists. The research is done. What's missing? Leadership.
I'll fight to get it built so Nevada families aren't at the mercy of California.
George Forbush for Congress. Energy independence. Lower costs. Nevada first. Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding. We'll shred them securely on site while you watch at Reno Public Market Shredding Day. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
This week's First Friday Shred event is June 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reno Public Market.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Are you ready for summer? Have your air conditioner serviced today by Capital Control Systems for our special price of just $89. We'll check your AC to make sure you're ready for summer. And if you need a new AC unit, we'll give you a free estimate on a new Trane system.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Call 883-3277.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
President Trump has made another endorsement in Nevada's primary race. I'm John Potter for the new news. Last week, he endorsed David Flippo for Mark Abbott's seat in Congress. In a social media post today, the president endorses Adriana Guzman Frelich for state attorney general, saying, quote, she has the courage and wisdom to deliver strong results for the incredible people of her fantastic state and nation. Guzman Frelich also received the endorsement of Governor Lombardo. It's a blow to her only other Republican opponent, Douglas County Commissioner Danny Tarkanian. His campaign ads have highlighted past compliments from the president. The winner of the primary will face off against either Treasurer Zach Conine or State Senator Nicole Cannizzaro, running in the Democratic primary. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time, 12:20. It's 83 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, The three big things you need to know. Number one, Sparks police rushed to the scene of an armed suspect after a victim texts 911 from a locked bathroom to say they are not safe. Number two, Steve Hilton still in the lead for the race for California governor, Javier Becerra holding second place. And number three, the price at the pump down 2 cents in Nevada with gas going for $5.45 in Washoe County. And it is our top national story, a suspect shot and killed by the FBI early this morning after a 15-hour-long hostage situation inside a bank in Bakersfield, California.
Special agent in charge of the FBI Sacramento field office, Sid Patel, identifying Anthony Scott Searles Harris as the 41-year-old fatally shot after taking 10 people hostage inside a Bakersfield office building.
He was no stranger to law enforcement and has a criminal history of using weapons to commit violent offenses.
Calling the suspect a registered sex offender who was dishonorably discharged from the U.S. Army in 2007. The standoff began when officers responded to a call about a bomb threat inside the building that houses bank and school district employees.
We're incredibly relieved to report that all of the hostages that were involved have been safely recovered and reunited with their families.
Bakersfield Assistant Chief of Police Jeremy Blakemore. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:22. Now with more, here's Jerry.
More than 23,000 acres of crucial range for elk, as well as a vital migration corridor for the second largest mule deer herd in Nevada, is now protected under a voluntary conservation agreement between the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and a private landowner in Elko County. Windermere Hills in Elko County is part of a working ranch named as a conservation priority for Pequot Mountain's mule deer, part of the state's Area 7 herd in NDAO's 2024 Nevada State Action Plan. And you know, if you do any boating or utilize boat docks for any reason, that golden mussels are a big concern. Last Sunday, inspectors at the Myers Watercraft Inspection Station found four golden mussels attached to a boat. The four adult golden mussels were spotted on the outside of the vessel, attached to the transom and trim tabs, and may have been alive. The aquatic invasive species was detected for the first time in North America in 2024 in the California-Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. It's the second time they were intercepted on a boat headed for Lake Tahoe. The boat was traveling from the Sacramento Delta and is now under a quarantine. In other words, it cannot enter any waterways for at least 30 days. You'll see extra traffic next week around Lawler. Lawler will host most of the Reno Sparks graduations next week. And with a look at traffic this week, right now, in fact, at 12:24, Phil is next.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Crews are still on the scene of an injury collision at Geiger Grade and Kivett Lane. That is between Reno and Virginia City. Also, there is a broken down vehicle just across the state line on westbound Interstate 80, slowing things down into Nevada. Give yourself a little extra time. It is 82 degrees in Wingfield Springs, 83 in Dayton and Smith Valley, 67 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Beautiful weather, a little warmer than what we're used to, close to 90, about 10 degrees above the seasonal averages into the weekend, cooler by Monday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Overnight lows, upper 40s to low 50s into the weekend. Tomorrow at 6, Armstrong and Getty on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
James Settlemyer wants Nevada to trust him, but trust is earned.
Settlemeyer's record includes Green New Deal energy cost hikes, DEI mandates, government takeover of healthcare, driver's licenses for illegals, and men and girls sports. Worst of all, James Settlemeyer was even arrested for domestic violence. Now, Democrats are bankrolling his campaign because they know in Congress Settlemeyer will vote their way and join them to oppose President Trump. Don't trust dangerous radical James Settlemeyer.
Paid for by American Honor Pack.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
A very entertaining back-and-forth game saw the Vegas Golden Knights pick up Game 1, 5-4 over Carolina. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Raleigh. The Reno Aces got back in the win column in Las Vegas last night, beating the Aviators 15-7. Arizona Diamondbacks first baseman Tyler Locklear is rehabbing in Reno and had a 4-RBI game. Locklear was hurt in a collision last September and is recovering from shoulder and elbow surgery. Last night he had 4 RBIs, including his second home run since his assignment to Reno. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Back to your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
And we've got 83 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno at 1227. To the price at the pump, the statewide average gas price is down by 2 cents. AAA says the average price in Nevada, now $5.12, the most expensive price. Mineral County, $5.70, the least expensive average price now in White Pine County, where it's $4.63. Gas is going for $5.14 in Clark County and $5.45 in Washoe County. If you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for $4.72. Armed to the teeth, some scary moments at Sacramento International Airport after a man tried to board a plane there with an explosive, weapons, and 5 cell phones that were linked.
On Tuesday, Kamani Oseande Jones was charged with unlawfully possessing explosive material in an airport. He was arrested last Saturday night after trying to board a flight to Charlotte, North Carolina. TSA agents looked inside his backpack and allegedly found a knife, other bladed weapons, zip ties, a butane torch lighter, and a homemade explosive device. Painter's tape was covering the front cameras of each of the 5 cell phones. One of the phones had a 15-minute timer ready to start, and another displayed a message from an unknown number that said, "We will be awaiting your call." I'm Daniel Martindale.
Did you feel it? No reports of injuries or damage after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake off the Northern California fault line there.
It happened at 5:45 this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it struck 40 miles west of Petrolia in Humboldt County. People have reported feeling the earthquake as far as 80 miles away. The California Governor's Office of Emergency Services says there is no threat of a tsunami. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Other news that we are following this hour. Well, if you like video games and football, listen up. Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams will grace the cover of this year's Madden NFL video game. The cover shows Williams performing a jump thrown with the Chicago skyline in the background. He's the first Bears player to make the cover of the game. It comes after Williams led the Bears to an NFC North Division title and an appearance in the NFC Divisional Round last season. Williams said making the cover was like his childhood dream coming true. Word is that let's check in with today's To Your Health.
The World Health Organization is sharing new figures related to the number of suspected Ebola cases in Congo.
According to WHO spokesperson Christian Lindmeier, there are 116 suspected cases, 321 confirmed cases, and 48 confirmed deaths. The latest figures were shared after initial estimates tallied nearly 1,000 suspected cases. When asked about the discrepancy in the figures, Lindmeier said they have been cleared out and either have other diseases or just had fevers and nothing else. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Weight loss drugs are being linked to lower rates of breast cancer. A new study looked at more than 100,000 women over the past few years and found those who took GLP-1 drugs had a 30% lower risk of breast cancer. The researchers at the University of Pennsylvania point out, however, that the observational study does not prove that weight loss drugs reduce cancer risk. The researchers are now seeking funding for a clinical trial on whether GLP-1 drugs can decrease breast cancer cases among high-risk women. Health Update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The protests continue outside an ICE facility in New Jersey where detainees allegedly are facing poor conditions. Speaking during a hearing before the House Homeland Security Committee today, DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says he doesn't believe these protesters are peaceful.
I've had officers bit, hit, scratched. We had one get threatened they were going to kill him and his family. That's peaceful.
New Jersey's Governor Mikey Sherrill claimed out-of-state groups are inflaming the tensions. House Homeland Security Committee ranking member Representative Benny Thompson criticizing Mullen's handling of the department and the protests.
Rather than addressing these problems and forcing the contractor that runs the facility to do its job, DHS responded by attacking protesters and defending inhumane conditions.
Local officials say a curfew in the area surrounding the ICE facility will continue until further notice. America's listening to Fox News.
12:32 right now at FM News Talk. If you've ever spent hours scrolling through job listings you don't even apply for, you're not alone.
They call it job scrolling, and it's the career search cousin of doom scrolling. People hop from posting to posting, comparing salaries, benefits, certification requirements, hours, location, and imagine a new path, but never hit submit. Experts say it's driven by burnout and the pressure to find the perfect role. The fix is simple, they say. Set a time limit, pick up a few real targets, and take one small step toward applying. They advise your next job won't come from scrolling, it will come from action. I'm Monica Nelson.
Speaking of action, Microsoft CEO says the company's new data center in Wisconsin is a model for reducing impacts on the environment.
Speaking at Microsoft Build 2026, Nadella said the 315-acre facility, opened in 2025, will only use the same amount of water as a single restaurant would over the course of a year. The amount of water and electricity required to power AI data centers has been a focal point of protests against their construction in communities across the country. Nadella said the most important design criteria for a data center is getting permission from the community to build them. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I'm at Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
The American Dream Gun, Knives, and Collectibles Show returns to Gardnerville at the Douglas County Fairgrounds this weekend. And everyone who attends has a chance at winning a gun. Some restrictions apply. The American Dream Gun, Knives, and Collectibles Show is a family, veteran, and locally owned gun show. Brought to you by 1111 Tactical USA in Sparks. Veteran, family, and locally owned. Be a part of the family this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Gardnerville.
Close to, but not hitting 90 degrees for the rest of the week. We're going to have a lot of sunshine. Temperatures going to ease to more seasonal ranges, dropping about 10 degrees for the weekend. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news, KKFT.
Ready for some good news? Lake Tahoe has reached its highest level in 7 years. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. Over the past 2 weeks, Lake Tahoe has been well over its maximum legal limit. Today, it's 8.63 feet above its natural rim, functionally full as it discharges water into the Truckee River. Credit the late winter wet storms and the rapid snowmelt from those hot days in May. California's Lake Shasta, the largest reservoir in California, is at capacity again with levels not seen since 2011. Tahoe's water levels started in late May, haven't been this high since 2019. A full lake is typically good news, but unfortunately, it likely may not stay that way since there's very little snow melt left to come from what's left on the Sierra, combined with the arid summer months ahead, expected to drop our current high level at Tahoe. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your Noon News.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground after crude oil prices rose, with investors keeping watch on developments in the Iran conflict. Investors are also looking at the U.S. proposing new tariffs, at least 10% on dozens of partners. Those tariffs aim to replace those struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Chipmaker Marvell Technology shares are rallying again. That's after NVIDIA CEO said this week that Marvell's stock market value could reach $1 trillion. Another discount chain is upbeat about this year. Ollie's Bargain Outlet says profit and sales rose 14% over a year ago in recent months. Its quarter topped expectations. Medtronic, which makes pacemakers and other medical devices, made a larger profit in its quarter, sales and earnings topping Wall Street forecasts. That is your Fox Business Report. I'm Angelo Bavaro, invested in you.
12:37 here at KKFT. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs joins us right now on the news line, as he always does. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
So, Mike, you're a numbers man, and I know you love statistics, and I want to run a few by you. This is very interesting. This is just coming out today from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I want to get your reaction to this. Nevadans work more and earn less than any surrounding states. Nevada workers averaged 34.7 hours per week, ranking seventh among all U.S. states in Washington, D.C. Now, by comparison, if a Nevadan moved to California, they would earn around 28% more on average and spend 5% less time working. That's their statistics. I wanted to get your thoughts on that because, as we all know, California does take a little bit of a bite out of your paycheck, do they not?
Well, 13% to be specific. But I think the statistics are a little amiss, Greg. And so the reality is, yes, Nevadans are hard working. Blue collar is a lot of our jobs, and they don't have what ratchets that compensation level up is those high end executive tech type of jobs that we don't have a ton of. Of course, we just chased all the data centers out of town, so we don't get those jobs. But that's not going to help the averages any. But I think when you look at it, that those workers, hospitality are primary among them. They're going to be working overtime. That's why they're working more. Lower skilled jobs work more to make the same wage. That's the numbers game.
It is interesting to see that. And, speaking of California, not that we want to be so California-centric, but there was a little election held last night. Not sure if you watched any of the returns come in.
Yeah.
But Tom Steyer, he's hanging tough. He's in third place right now. And what he proposes to do to gasoline is scary. The reason I bring that up is because when California does something to gasoline, we get it right here in Reno, don't we?
Yeah, there's definitely that shadow effect, and we call it the Californication of Nevada, particularly Northern Nevada. And yeah, we see it from our elected officials all the way through to the gas pump. So yeah, as they look for ways to spend money needlessly, unfortunately, it impacts our state. The good news is our current governor, Joe Lombardo, is very fiscally conservative, more so than pretty much any Republican governor in the last 20 years. So, I think Nevada at least has that going for it.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the race. I mean, with Steve Hilton, he's promising $3 a gallon gasoline in California, which would lower our prices right here in Reno. How do you think he would do that? I mean, by making nice with Chevron, or how does that work?
Well, you know, actually, you know, there's a whole layer of gas taxes that are layered in there, so they would have to scale those back. I don't know that they can impact the macro market. You know, right now, Nevada has some of the highest gas taxes in the nation, which is why our gas is in some places higher than California, if you get your mind around that. So, you know, again, you know, I call it, you know, pandering for votes, Greg. You know, empty promises. Can't believe a politician did that.
Ah, you can't believe politicians much anyway. All right, Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs joining us. Mike, we will talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right. 775-786-4900 from Keystone CPAs. It's 1241.
And the Cubs at the Lake Tahoe area, or I should say the Lake Tahoe Bear, formerly known as Hank the Tank, were released into the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains after they were sent to a rehab facility in Sonoma County, per the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Hank, who now goes by Henrietta. Why, that's gender identity bias, isn't it? My insincerest apology. Henrietta was linked to many break-ins over several years in the Tahoe area. She was eventually captured in August of 2023 and taken to the Wild Animal Sanctuary in Colorado. Anecdotal, but coyotes and bears seen regularly in Lake Tahoe neighborhoods during the day. The Keystone CPA's Noon News poll. Do you put more stock in a Trump-endorsed candidate or a Governor Lombardo-endorsed candidate? Right now, Trump almost 54% and Lombardo at barely, not quite, 31%, and neither just a little over 15%. Trump and Turning Point USA-endorsed candidate David Flippo for the 2nd Congressional District will join us next on the Noon News, 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM Talk in Lyon County next. Warm weather today and tomorrow, and traffic and weather next right now on the Noon News.
Your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Not much change from day to day into the weekend. The weekend sees a dry front move through, a little bit of wind. Temperatures into the mid to upper 70s by Monday after wrapping up the week around 90. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Coming at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
And speaking of the weather, it is 82 degrees in Sparks, 84 in Minden, and in Yerington, 68 degrees at Zephyr Cove. They have cleaned up that earlier collision on the Geiger Gray. Getting to and from Virginia City from Reno is much improved. There are no other collisions to tell you about. I want to remind you, though, that there is a broken down vehicle still just past the California state line on westbound Interstate 80, slowing things down.
KKFT. Live and local, your Noon News with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Right now, voter ID is on the ballot. It's inside the race for Nevada Secretary of State.
Hi, this is Sharon Angle. Since 2005, I've been one of the leaders on voter ID, and that's why I'm running for Secretary of State. You must pass voter ID, and you must have a Secretary of State who will enforce voter ID. You pass it, and with your support and vote, I'll enforce it.
There are some in Nevada, including in the Republican Party, who do not want voter ID without qualifications. Sharon Angle is leading the way to unify all Nevadans on question 7. There is simply no one stronger, more experienced, and more knowledgeable to implement voter ID in Nevada than Sharon Angle. Visit VoteSharonAngle.com to learn more. It's time for justice for Nevada voters. Time for voter ID. It's time to do what's right. Sharon Angle for Nevada Secretary of State.
Paid for by Friends of Sharon Angle.
Sharon is great.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KFT. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
It is 1247. I'm Jerry Evans, 99.1 and 92.3. Please welcome to the new news, David Flippo. David, say hello so I know you're there, and then I'll set up the question, my first question for you.
Sure. Hey, Jerry, it's a pleasure to be on.
Well, good to have you here. David, within the last week, there was another deadly crash, this time in Virginia. That was May 30th. A charter bus plowed into a stopped SUV in a construction zone. Five people killed, all Americans, including a family of four that burned alive in their vehicle. The bus driver does not read or speak English, and one of your opponents in the race voted not only to force Nevada taxpayers to pay for the implementation of a program to award illegal aliens, criminals, a driver's privilege card, as they call them. Several Nevadans have been the victims of either those same criminals with driver's privilege cards, either by locally an illegal driving to and from Gardnerville and Reno and killing four people, and within the last year, an illegal killing a nurse, a mother, and that was by reckless driving with one of those cards. And the real insanity is nobody in the Republican Party in Nevada, and it's kind of more of a state issue, but I want to get your opinion on that, because one of your opponents voted for that. And just a comment on that in particular, if you don't mind. Sorry for the rant, but you're running to replace a Republican who did that. And if we're not going to be hypocrites, and if we don't partially blame Gavin Newsom for the CDL licenses they have issued that have caused the deaths of people across this country, do you not at least assign a little bit of blame for all the Republicans, including Jim Settlemyer, who voted for that bill?
That's all right, Jerry. It's a sad situation, right? Throughout our nation, we have illegal immigrants getting driver's license or authorization cards or whatever you want to call it, the permission to drive, and they're killing our citizens. You know, the purpose of government, the number one purpose of government, is to protect its people, and if we're not willing to do that and protect its citizens of this nation, I'm not sure, you know, why we're here. So that's the number one purpose. And you know, let me tell you a story about a guy named Gus Smith. He reached out to us after we did that advertisement about the driver's licenses for illegals, and he was hit by the claw end of a hammer by an illegal immigrant four times over the head. It's outrageous. You know, and this illegal also had a driver's license as well. And what are we doing? What are we doing in this nation when we can't even protect our own citizens? And the sad part, this guy is disabled for life, and his compensation is pennies. Pennies for the rest of his life that the government's going to, to compensate him for the government's, accommodation of this illegal that's here.
So, yeah.
There's so many stories throughout this nation, and this is a huge topic, and we've got to ask our representatives and ask those in the legislature, what were they thinking?
Yeah, and not just at the state level, but also federally, and that is, do you think you're elected to go in and represent and do things for and for the benefit of criminals, people that have broken into the country? Now, there is something that happened Saturday night. Full disclosure, I just met David for the first time Saturday night at the Brian Kilmeade show. And you don't know this, and there was only one other person that saw this and told me. You walked up to the sheriff that was there as security, and you thanked him for his service. And for serving and for working, basically. So you should be complimented for that. Time was that Republicans, the Republican Party in particular, gave respect to people that have served. You've had a distinguished career in the military, but
Jerry, I don't know who told you that. It is true. It's a true statement. Leadership is about doing things when people are not watching, and I had no idea somebody was actually watching me. I always thank our sheriffs, our deputies, our sergeants. They are protecting us. And again, the number one purpose of government is to protect its people. And if you're not thanking them every day, think about that.
Yeah. One of our listeners called in this past weekend to a show that we do on the weekends, John Potter's Weekend Show, and he was making a great point in that the people that call you a carpetbagger, that you've just moved up here, I want to ask you, first of all, do you plan on moving to the area to Reno permanently if you're elected, number one? But also the point that the caller was making was, we have had somebody from Northern Nevada that has, quote, represented us in the 2nd District, and the representation has been less than stellar, to say the least. So the comment on that and the question.
Well, Jerry, a little bit of my background. I was born and raised in the military. My family has served since the Revolutionary War. And we're a family of service. I joined the military. I've lived and grown up all over the world. I have chosen Nevada as my home. I've been in Nevada over 12 years. I think it's kind of ridiculous to call me a carpetbagger, but, they can do what they want. Serving your military, being able to get out there and serve in combat, and for some reason that's not appreciated. It's better that you're a fourth generation Nevadan who doesn't hold the same values as Northern Nevada does. I mean, look at what he's voted for. It's not hard. It's a long list. I mean, driver's license for illegals is one of those, but funding Planned Parenthood, Obamacare subsidies, diversity quotas. It goes on and on. And this is a fourth generation Nevadan. So if you're going to sit there and say, well, you don't have North Nevada values, I don't believe James Settlemyer has them either. And, it's the reason I'm in this race. I saw who was going to be in this race. And, we were hoping a strong conservative would come up, but it wasn't happening. And I did not want to see somebody like James Settlemyer win this seat. And with a CPAC score of 63 in 2019, that's not who we want in Northern Nevada representing us.
Exactly. And David Flippo, one more thing, too, one more bill. And these are bills. This is not attack verbiage or anything like that. He voted against strengthening Peace Officers' Bill of Rights. Look it up if you want to find out, AB 265. David Flippo, Congressional District 2 candidate. Tuesday can't come soon enough, right, David?
Hey, I am so proud to have President Trump's endorsement. I just, to go along with Turning Point's endorsement, for the Freedom Caucus endorsement, CPAC's endorsement, so many congressmen have been calling me saying they look forward to serving me in Congress, serving with me. It's an honor. And President Trump called me a few days ago, and it was just unbelievable.
All right. Good luck, David. Appreciate your time on the Noon News, and we'll catch up with you and talk to you Tuesday or the day after. Thank you, David Flippo.
Let's do it, Jerry. Thank you.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost seven times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump." And he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman Frelick is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman Frelick is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Tired of tepid buffet foods under heat lamps? Fast food dragging you down? Well, you are what you eat. Teriyaki madness gives you fresh, delicious food made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki will never be the same. Three Virginia Street locations, just a walk away. Taste the madness. Teriyaki madness.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
83 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we approach 1 o'clock. Glad to have you with us. I'm Greg Neft on the KKFT News at Noon. The co-founder of the Tribeca Film Festival defending the decision to premiere a movie that is fully generated by AI.
Variety says the 75-minute docudrama Dreams of Violets portrays real-life clashes between civilians and Iranian authorities. It premieres June 10th at the New York City Film Festival. Tribeca co-founder Jane Rosenthal said the Iranian director is in exile and has family and friends in Iran, and that using AI was the only way he could tell his story. It's the first live-action film generated by AI to be accepted by a major film festival. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Meantime, there's three national days to celebrate today.
We'll start with National Egg Day, celebrating the protein-rich staple with about 70 calories. Then we move on to National Chocolate Macaroon Day. You choose the American chewy coconut or the French almond-based, which brings us to the third national day. It's National Repeat Day. So do something you like and then do it again. I'm Bree Tennis.
But we don't repeat the news. We never do. The news is always what's new here on KKFT. I'm Greg Neft. So glad that you joined us today here on the KKFT News at Noon. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it, talking about all things Northern Nevada and beyond, and of course, making sure that you are up to date on all the things that you need to know about. For Phil on traffic, for Craig, for Jerry, for John, I'm Greg Neft. We'll talk again tomorrow, friends. Make it a great day. It's coming up on 1 o'clock. Fox News is next. Make it a great day, everyone.
And waste away.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.